It took every second, but they finally knocked the champs off in this division.
We're going to be doing this a lot, so yes, sir, right. Get used to it. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of hell as you, of all of you. And you know what? We got a lot of heart. Defeat the champions to become the champions.
Now that we're a few weeks removed from the season and you've been able to reflect a little bit, the 2015 season, what was it for the Vikings?
Well, I think we've made progress. I think since Coach Zimmer has came on and how he's led this football team, the progress we've made his first year, we're able to build on that.
But it cannot be denied. This Minnesota defense has been more than geared up.
Let's go to work, huh? Let's go to work!
We were able to accomplish some of our goals, but not all of our goals. I know from a personnel standpoint, usually right after the season, we don't reflect too much. We go ahead and get moving in the direction where we need to build on what we've already been able to establish.
I know you felt good about the 2015 draft class right after the draft. Now that they have a full season under their belt, how did you feel about the first-year players?
Throws, tip, intercepted at the 24-yard line. Trey Waynes,
he can fly.
The number one draft choice.
The coaches did a great job getting them prepared.
And Eric Kendricks has his first NFL sack.
Our top guys performing. You've seen our middle round, the late round guys get an opportunity to come in and compete and contributing. And then, you know, even some of our college free agents and Anthony Harris, the way he came in and contributed when his number was called. So, you know, we have a very clear direction.
He's sacked by outstanding rookie Danielle Hunter.
We're all on the same page and understand what we're looking for, what the coaches are looking for to be successful in the scheme. And I think being on the same page, both from the personnel side, from the coaching side, that we're seeing some of those results now.
The combine is here. Do you like the combine?
I love the combine. I mean, it's part of the whole process. It's a first chance to really sit down with a lot of these players. We've already started interviews when we were at the Senior Bowl and some of these other All-Star games, the East West, the NFLPA. So it's probably the most important time of the year as far as draft preparation because of the amount of players that are there and because of the work that we're able to get accomplished during that week.
That was pretty good.
He catches it. Yeah, he gets it.
What are the two or three most useful things about the combine? Where do you gain the most?
I think the biggest thing is our ability to get in front of these players and interview these players.
It was a good day.
To me, the most important thing is footwork and patience at the line of scrimmage.
To find out if this is the type of player and type of personality that we want to bring into our organization. We've been very selective on the character guys that we have brought in over the last couple of years to fit the chemistry that we have built in that locker room.
The culture's changed in Minnesota. It's time to let the rest of the world know what we're all about.
And that is the only time of year where you have also all your doctors there, your trainers, your sports psychologist, where we can evaluate 300 players in those areas.
When you're watching the on-field workouts, you're responsible for everything, but is there a drill maybe that you like to watch the most? Is there something that you're naturally drawn to?
I think the skill guys, because you can see them catch, you can see them run, you can see them throw.
So the scouts feel like this distinguishes a natural hands catcher. They want them right down the line. Stay as quick, run fast and stay right down the line.
It's a little bit harder to maybe evaluate the offensive and defensive line because that's not what they're going to do. You can see them move around athletically, but they make a living down in those trenches and hitting each other. You know, they don't do the driving bags or anything like that or one-on-one specifically. But I think the skill guys are the ones that are going to stick out more because you get to, that's what you see what they do on the field.
And maybe therein lies the value of something like the Senior Bowl, because at the Senior Bowl, you actually do get to see some of the football stuff and evaluate some of the guys in the trenches.
I would say all the All-Star games, you see footballs in those games. You see them in one-on-one situations and pass pro. You see them in a team setting. You actually get a chance to evaluate them on what they're going to do when they come into your building.
Do you find that every class of draftable players has some sort of identity and it's always different from the class before?
I think each year is a little bit unique. Every year there's maybe some positions that are deeper than other positions. This year, there's no exception. There'll be some positions that are going to be deeper than maybe there were last year. So we're in that process right now, going through our draft meetings as we prepare to go through the combine. But this will be a little bit different class as far as the depth of some of the positions that may have not been there in the past.
Do you like it?
so far. We're in a process right now, and I think this is going to be a very deep class. We've always had, and I've always had, the philosophy of building your core through the draft. Those are the players, and hopefully you're drafting well, that's the nucleus of your football team. This is the only chance that you get to improve your roster, because once the draft's over, you may pick up a player here or there, but to make a dent and improve your roster or improve your areas of need, this is the time that you have to address that.